It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Colorado is getting a lot of attention in this midterm election. Republicans believe they can pick up seats in congressional races, reversing gains in recent years by Democrats in that state. But the race for governor is quite another story. Republican infighting and scandals have all but handed that race to Democrats. NPR's Jeff Brady has our story from Denver.
At a recent debate, no surprise, the economy was the top issue. There was Democratic candidate John Hickenlooper.
There's no closer correlation to your future economy, to future job growth and expansion than your investment in higher education. And
yet, Republican Dan May sounded every bit a Republican.
We have to undo the energy regulations. We've got to get our natural gas out of the ground, our oil out of the ground, our coal out of the ground, our uranium out of the ground.
Then there was former Republican Tom Tancredo sounding like the populist he is, and suggesting the state save money by requiring professors to spend more time teaching.
We'd have to have, as I say, resuscitation units there or something in every classroom, because how could anybody expect anybody to teach 30 hours a week?
Tancredo was a Republican representative in Congress before retiring in 2009. He's best known as an outspoken critic of immigration. He also has a habit of causing his own party grief. That was never clearer than this summer on talk radio station KHOW. Tancredo was on with State Republican Party Chair Dick Wadhams.
Good morning, Tom. I'm glad to finally talk to you since you wouldn't return my phone calls for 3 days last week.
Good morning. Dick, let's
Tom,
go to our respective corners and talk about exactly what we did talk about before that. If you really want to get into this,
and that is fine,
but if you really want to get into it...
Tancredo went on to air the party's dirty laundry, especially internal criticism of the Republican candidates for governor. One dropped out after it was revealed he plagiarized an article. The other, Dan Mays, stayed in the race, but Tancredo pointed out that party chair Dick Wadhams had privately referred to Mays as a joke. When Tancredo failed to convince Republican leaders to let him enter the race, he chose to run under the Constitution Party banner. Now, pollster Floyd Cerulli says about 35% of likely voters plan to pick Tancredo, and 15% are sticking with Mays.
Making it quite clear that had there been one credible Republican in this race, that individual had a very, very good chance of winning.
Cerulli says all this leaves Democrat John Hickenlooper in an enviable position. But there's another issue here. If Republican candidate Dan Mays fails to get at least 10% of the vote in November, the Republican Party would technically become a minor party in Colorado. Republicans have downplayed this, but under current law, there would be consequences, such as fundraising limitations for candidates at all levels. Recently at a Tancredo fundraiser southeast of Denver, many of those attending said they're fans of the Tea Party movement. Any other time, a candidate as conservative as Dan Mays would have their support, but he's made a lot of gaffes in this campaign. Now Elsa Schrader says she'll vote for Tancredo, even if it hurts her party.
No, it doesn't worry me, because I have long ago given up on both parties, as I'm a registered Republican, only because I have then a say in the primaries.
Nearby, Carl Wheel agrees.
I don't think it'll hurt the Republican Party. I think it will substantially help it by slapping it in the face.
And, Wheel says, maybe next time the GOP will nominate a candidate he wants to support. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.